President Bush's two-day bus tour to promote his re-election bid continues today with four stops in Ohio. Yesterday, he traveled all the way across Michigan. These two states are among the most fiercely contested this year, with polls showing them to be a toss-up at this point. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president and has this report from suburban Detroit.
The president has taken to the road in a 45-foot-long red, white, and blue bus, specially equipped with all of the security and communications equipment a president requires. In all, eight vehicles are in the caravan, rolling down Michigan freeways and two-lane roads. The very first stop yesterday was a high school in the small West Michigan town of Niles. Mr. Bush spoke from a stage in the middle of the basketball court, a banner touting the school's state basketball championship from 1942, hung on the wall to his left. As he began his remarks, the president looked back to the last election and talked of what is the dominant theme of his campaign.
You know, I wasn't sure when I was campaigning in Michigan in 2000, I never would have dreamt I'd be standing in front of you 4 years later saying we were at war. Never crossed my mind. But we are at war. And my most important job is to make sure America is a safe country by defeating the enemy. That's the task ahead.
And the president talked of Iraq defending his decision to go to war to oust a dictator.
The world is better off without Saddam Hussein in power. The world is better off because he sits in a prison cell. Because we acted, torture rooms are closed.
But the president did not mention a disturbing story out of Iraq in recent days, reports and photos of U.S. soldiers allegedly abusing prisoners in Iraq. It is because the president has so often made the point about the treatment of prisoners in the Saddam Hussein regime that the revelations about abuse of Iraqi prisoners presents such a problem for the U.S. in the Arab world. Mr. Bush did stress the need to succeed in bringing democracy to Iraq and his commitment to turning sovereignty over to Iraqis as scheduled on June 30th. The audience at each of the Michigan stops was friendly. People got their tickets to the events through the campaign. And when the president opened it up to questions at the morning event in Niles, their support for the president came through. Here's the first questioner he called on.
Hello, my name is Joe Francisco, and I would like to know how can I help you win more Latino votes in the state of Michigan?
Thank you. Now, those are the tough kind of questions. Thank you, sir.
There were no direct questions about Iraq or even the economy in a state that has lost 300,000 jobs since the president took office, though one did ask about the high cost of gasoline. The president was also asked about making schools safer, about what his priorities will be if reelected, about how his faith affects his daily routine, and about how long U.S. troops will be in Haiti. The one question that seemed to catch him off guard came from a woman who works with senior citizens who volunteer as foster grandparents for local school children.
My question to you is, this year that program funding saw a cut in federal funding. How do you propose to support those programs and, more importantly, those volunteers?
Well, was it cut at the federal level?
Yes, it was.
It was? Well, that's what you get for trying to make sure the deficit gets cut in half.
The president did urge Congress to make tax cuts he has championed permanent and said his policies will result in more jobs in places like Michigan. And he attacked John Kerry's economic proposals as bad for the state. Polls suggest that it's the economy even more than national security issues that will determine who wins this state in November. The president's campaign says the goal on this bus tour is to fire up the faithful and build the kind of grassroots support he'll need to win. Don Gagne, NPR News, with the president in Troy, Michigan.